With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. There's been reaction from the top of the GOP ticket on the Democrats' choice for vice president.
Well, former President Donald Trump said Minnesota Governor Tim Walz would be the worst vice president in history in an email. GOP vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance spoke to reporters before a rally in Philadelphia and criticized the pick.
This is a person who listened to the Hamas wing of her own party and selecting a nominee. This is a guy who's proposed shipping more manufacturing jobs to China, who wants to make the American people more reliant on garbage energy instead of good American energy.
And he thought they make a good tag team.
Tim Walz allowed rioters to burn down Minneapolis in the summer of 2020, and then the few who got caught, Kamala Harris helped bail them out of jail.
I'm Shirley Adler.
Five people have been reported dead as Tropical Storm Debbie slowly makes its way up the eastern seaboard. National Hurricane Center senior hurricane specialist Richard Pasch says slow-moving storms produce a lot of rain, and that's what's happening with Tropical Storm Debbie.
Tropical cyclones always produce heavy rain, but normally as they're moving, you know, it doesn't accumulate that much in one place, but when they move very slowly, that's the worst situation. We've seen storms do that over the years, such as Florence up there a number of years ago in North Carolina, and we had one in Texas.
A U.S. official says about a dozen F/A-18 fighter jets from the USS Theodore Roosevelt aircraft carrier have flown to a military base in the Middle East as part of the Pentagon's effort to help defend Israel from possible attacks by Iran and its proxies and to safeguard U.S. troops. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 294 points, the Nasdaq rose 166. This is SRN News. A battle over religious expression at the Olympics.
Brazilian surfer Joe Chianca has been forced to remove an image of Christ from his surfboard because it violates the International Olympic Committee's ban on religious imagery. Critics point out that the Paris Games featured a parody of the Da Vinci Last Supper featuring drag queens, and the IOC didn't bat an eye. Meanwhile, a Brazilian skateboarder who won a medal used sign language to express her Christian faith on the podium. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana has some new pro-family laws now that Republican Jeff Landry's entered office. Previously vetoed bills have been able to pass and become law. One new statute broadly bars teachers from discussing so-called gender identity and sexual orientation in schools. In addition, the measure prohibits covering those topics during any extracurricular activities that students might participate in that is under the jurisdiction of the school. This is SRN News. A Chinese-American man who has been posing as a pro-democracy activist has been convicted of giving China intelligence on dissidents.
A Chinese-American scholar has been convicted of U.S. charges of using his reputation as a pro-democracy activist and the founder of a pro-democracy group in New York City to gather information on Chinese dissidents and feed it to his homeland's government. A federal jury in New York delivered its verdict Tuesday in the case of Xuzhuin Wang. Prosecutors say Wang lived a double life for over a decade at the behest of China's main intelligence agency. He pleaded not guilty, and his lawyers portrayed him as a gregarious academic with nothing to hide. Julie Walker, New York.
Wang held himself out as a critic of the Chinese government so he could build rapport with people who actually opposed it, then betrayed their trust. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.